What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, I just woke up and Lauren's still sleeping, so let me keep it brief. I keep it a little quiet. Just like that, another Double Stuff October is over. I sure hope we have another one together. Either way, this is a great episode to finish up the weekend with. This is maybe my favorite script Lily's turned in, and it's become one of my favorite bonus episodes overall, actually. It's always harder to build the Madame Hotel episodes, but the payoff is so, so good. Please, as you listen, take note of how cleverly Lily gets around not being able to have any of the other cast, but still having the other characters around. It's great. Vermin appreciators, rejoice. Remember that the Vermin is an OC of Izzy's, our glorious house artist, that I canonized because I like Izzy. For more Izzy appreciation, follow us on Tumblr, where I've been posting about his glorious episode art. Also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Join the Discord. We are about to go back into hibernation for the winter, and those are the best places to get updates about the show and also see my Halloween costume. It's not a hotel one. You're supposed to be doing that. Join the Patreon so you can hear the episodes without that weird ad break in the middle. Keep an eye on Bloody Disgusting for some new shows that Rissa and I are working on. I don't actually know how much I'm allowed to say about that, so peepers peeled, people. We will talk again soon, but no official word on when we're back yet. So for now, it's been great. Happy Halloween, and enjoy the game show.
And down the guest goes. She really took a tumble. I suppose when your skeleton keeps growing and growing like that, the skin just can't contain it all. She bursts like a bony bubble, flesh and skull and ribs and whatever the other bits are called, exposed everywhere. At least someone's opening up. Opened up all over the floor and the walls, and there's little chunky bits of her running down the television set. It crackles under the blood as the tiny people inside jump up and down and clap and scream because they're going home in a brand new car. They're so silly. They think life ends in grand prizes if they just play the game right. But no matter how hard they try, they always end up a bloody mess on the ground being eaten by whatever vermin gets there first. How does that thing keep getting in here? Whatever. She sure tried her hardest. Came in with a pep in her step and a zest for chatter. The staff, not so much. They tolerated her, sure, but even with her prying and poking, they refused any sort of connection. Either cutting to the chase at the front desk, mumbling a response too low to hear, or giving a very rude grunt back. Well, A for effort. Oh, I get it. Girl, you try your best to form relationships, really get down to earth from your place in the stars, and they just resist. You stuff your uncontainable self into a tiny fleshy bag, and there's zero appreciation. Do you know how tight and cramped that feels? Actually, maybe you do. Thanks for being such a good listener. It's nice not to have someone snarking back. You know, one of these days I'll get my staff to loosen up and really share. Step by step, it's a process. Just need some more blood, sweat, and tears. And we have plenty to go around. Maybe just a dash of panache, too. Make it fun. Make it fun. And oh. I think I have the perfect idea for some fun. All right. Finish your rotting into the void, everyone. Gather around, Steph. How about we play a little game?
Ladies and gentlemen, and the queen of the schools and girls of all ages, and your host, the charming, the elegant Madame Hotel.
Mwah, 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 you're all too kind. Don't I look dashing in this sapphire suit? You want me to sign where? Oh, you're funny. Good morning, afternoon, and or evening. Everybody, I am all that is perception itself and ready to welcome you to this grand and ghastly game show. Our contestants come from the far reaches of an indescribable and, may I say, remarkably attractive entity of stars and carnage. Please welcome our players, the lobby boy, manager, and owner. Take your places at your onstage podiums and give the audience a big smile. Okay, that's more of a grimace. You all failed that simple request. Pretty bad. Not a great start, but I'm not giving up on you. You three have something special to share, and we're going to see you shine in the spotlights. You'll be competing against each other through a series of questions for a mysterious grand prize. The rules are simple. I'll let you know what they are as we go. Everyone got it? Good. Moving right along. Then our first round is called Who's That Staff? For this round, I'll be asking you questions about your experience working as a team. At your podiums, you each have a guest book and pen. Write down your response before time runs out, and you get a point. Every staff understand? Yeah? Yeah, that's enough of that. Let's get to the fun part. I'll throw you an easy one for the first question. Who has the nastiest work attitude out of the staff? Well, it seems the manager and lobby boy started working those pens before I even finished the question. Mr. Man, you better start writing or those two are gonna leave you in the dust. Yes, the correct answer is the owner. 1 point for the manager and lobby boy each. Hey, Mr. Sourpuss, you'll find it a lot easier to write an answer without your arms crossed. There we go. On to the next question. Outside my walls, who'd be the most likely to get away with murder? This is a fun one. Oh, why, the manager voted for herself. How confident. And it appears the lobby boy agrees. The owner gave it a lot of quiet contemplation, but that's 3 votes for the manager. Everyone gets a point. I see that little grin on your face, girl. Seems we all know her looks could kill. Thank you. I'm here all eternity. Last question of this round. Who smells the worst when they rot? Well, now that's got the owner scribbling. And he wrote the lobby boy. We're all very surprised, I'm sure. The manager showing a little hesitation here. I think you know this one. Come on, his feelings won't be hurt. It's just the facts. There we go. And See, he voted for himself, too. And he only looks a little downhearted. The correct answer is the lobby boy. You all get a point. And that means we've reached the end of round one. On to our next round. I hope you're all ready. This one is called Introspective Interrogation. Doesn't that sound fun? Of course it does. Each of you will be asked a yes or no question about yourselves. On your podium, you'll see you each now have a desk bell. To answer, I expect two rings for yes and one ring for no. This time, there's no right or wrong. Your answers will be graded on honesty. You're up first, Bug. Now, we all know the lobby boy has had some difficulties with our work environment at the hotel. A few upper management conflicts here and there. He seems to be getting comfortable, but is it enough to find his place? Lobby boy, this question relates to you and a specific superior. Without your manager, would you know who you are? Oh, what a pleasant surprise. Seems like the lobby boy might be showing us some very interesting developments. That is, if everything plays out well for you, of course. I see that iffy look on your face. Better hope you're not wrong. 1 point for the lobby boy. On to our next contestant, Mr. Man. You're up. This is a fun one. We're all very aware of the owner's short fuse, his rough-and-tumble attitude, his terrible temper. But I think we all believe he has a secret soft side, a yearning for connection, for company, perhaps, deep down in there, somewhere. Here's your question, mister. If fate had been different, if you were less of a monster and more of a man, do you think you could have had a family?
Hey, this is the brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
Ooh, and that's time. What a pity. You know, all you had to do was give your honest opinion. Wipe that grim expression off your face. It was a total freebie. Ugh, way to be a downer. Let's keep the mood light. Our next contestant is sure to bring back the energy. Let's see what the manager has to say. You're last this round, dear. Try to leave a real impact on our audience. The manager is a complicated woman. We know that for sure. So tangled within herself, tucking away any loose ends and knots, she's like a pocket knife, a wonderful tool to have so many potential uses. But her attitude can be so dangerously unpredictable. If you're not careful, you could put your eye out. Don't think I haven't taken note of that, little thorn. You were always on my radar. My question for you is, do you think staying stoic will keep you out of my sight, or do you fear wearing your emotions on your sleeve will break you? The clock is ticking. Oh, what a shame. That was the wrong answer. Don't give me that stink eye. I'm the host. This is my show. And you know what? I don't like this attitude I've been getting from all of you. I've put so much effort into creating something lighthearted and exciting, and what I get back is total negative energy. You are killing the atmosphere. I know it's a bit different than usual, but can you not murder this one thing? That's the problem. I just had the most wonderful idea. Of course there wasn't any bonding with you working against each other. We need some teamwork in here. A common goal, perhaps even a common enemy. I've just conjured up the perfect new game. Forget the point. Staff, you're all together now. And since you're all together, you'll need some new competition. Approaching the shiny new podium, stage right. Give it up for the auditor, concierge, and bellhop. One look and the tensions are already rising. Now this is quality television. Hold your horses. Let me explain the rules of this final round. It's simple. You only need to answer one question, but you'll be deciding your answer as a team. When you've reached your final conclusion, choose a representative to bleed into the guest book, and I'll understand. Once both teams give their answer, I'll tell you which one is correct, and the winning team will walk away with the mysterious grand prize. The losing team, well, I've got another sort of surprise in mind. This question's a bit of a doozy. Is everyone ready? Well, ready or not, here it comes. I once again stand beside you in flesh and bones, unheralded as the purple stuffed worm in flap jaw space, bringing myself from indescribable to perceivable. I ask you one question. Why have I chosen this form? Good luck, contestants. It seems like the bellhop concierge and auditor have really got their heads in the game already. Look at that huddle. It doesn't look like it, but the auditor's in there too. She may be invisible, but their group coordination is clear as day. Let's check on the other three. Seems they're still a bit tense after some fierce competition, but there's an underlying understanding here. The owner and manager are sharing some murmurs. Oh, seems like the lobby boy is even getting a word in. Things are happening. What an exciting development. That's time, group representatives. Bleed for me. Well, those are certainly interesting responses. I think the winner is clear. With such a colorful, concise, and absolutely correct answer, I have to say, the staff wins! Congratulations, yes, you've earned those smug grins. Go on, celebrate, you've won, and you get your grand prize. But first, let's see what the runners-up have won. You three don't look so good. A little worse for wear, one could say. Are the spotlights getting a bit warm? Your flesh sure is struggling to cling onto the bone, sweating off your bodies in a hot gray slop. Just let it fall, dears. It's inevitable, of course. Flesh rots. There we go. To the floor with you. Where's the fun without a bit of mess? Winners, are you ready to receive your prize? I think you certainly are. Your grand prize is an all-expenses-paid vacation. I see your eager faces. Wait for the best part at an exclusive 5-star hotel. What? You were so happy a moment ago. What's with the sunken, sour faces? I swear I could give you gold and you'd give me gloom. Oh, well. If you're not going to claim the prize yourself, audience, why don't you escort the staff to their stay? And off they go. Seems like we lost our winners along with our live audience. Oh well, I guess this one goes out to the folks at home. That's our show, everyone. We'll see you next time. Remember, there's always fun to find and games to play.
Here at the hotel.
The Hotel was created and produced by Veronica California and Mark Witten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Witten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake. Produced by Pacific Obadiah and written by Lily Bensinger.